That's something that I think a line of argument that's become very common in the last few years, that satire, the best satire punches upward. And so what that means is that the satirist's role is to attack the people, organizations that are more powerful than he or she is. And that's fine. To do a satire of President Obama is fine because President Obama has a lot of power. But to do a satire of a homeless person is not fine because a homeless person is the least powerful person in American society. And so if you're picking on a marginalized group, if you're picking on immigrant populations, if you're picking on people that generally have very little social capital, that's not an apt target for satire. And so Jonathan Swift can, can attack the English in his day, but to attack the Irish would have been unfortunate. This has become a very, very kind of common line of argumentation, I think, around social media. I think at first glance it holds a lot of value. You think, that makes a lot of sense. I agree with that. You shouldn't pick on people that are weaker than you are. That simply makes you a bully. And there's the cartoonist's role or the critic's role is to speak truth to power. And I think all of those things seem kind of, commonsensical to us. But I think when you actually begin to look at cartoons, you start to, you end up having to ask yourself, well, what do we mean by a powerful group? And so I think in Eugene I used the example of cartoons that make fun of people who don't vaccinate their children. And you have to ask the question, are people who are opposed to vaccination a powerful group or not a powerful group? Well, some of them clearly do this because they have a misunderstanding of the science of vaccination, and so maybe they're less educated, in which case they're they're not a powerful group, and that would be punching down. But there's a lot of studies that show, in fact, a lot of the people who refuse vaccination are some of the most educated people in American society, in which case maybe it's punching up. And so that confusion around that issue, or, can you attack, can you do an editorial cartoon or satire against the Tea Party? Is that punching up or down? Do they have power in American society, or don't they have power in American society? I think you need a very sophisticated understanding of power, and I think you need a sophisticated understanding, again, of the context. And so I think a lot of cartoonists would simply say, you know what, that's you're handcuffing us here in ways that maybe aren't appropriate.